It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th hole. I'm your host, Michael Williams, bringing you the best of the best of the best of golf and the golf lifestyle. We're going to be concentrating on some guys who help make golf more available to you on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, etc. basis, and make it more fun. One of the people is a guy that really watches the weather and makes sure that it always impacts us when we're on the golf course. We want to make sure that it doesn't negatively impact us. We're going to welcome Bob Dugan from Thorgard, who has worked with a system for years that predicts lightning strikes. And we all know that that can be one of the most damaging, one of the most deadly things about playing golf. And he's here to make sure, and his company's here to make sure, that that doesn't happen to you. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. I think you're going to enjoy listening to it. Also joining me is going to be Jason Higa from Never Miss Your Shot Golf. I want to make sure we get that right. Jason has just a fabulous idea about how to record the special things that you do on the golf course. Every once in a while, if you're like me, every once in a while, maybe two or three times a season, you get something that you really feel like, God, I wish I had a recording of that. I wish I had some sort of memory, some sort of keepsake of that thing. Meaning basically a video, but he's going to make sure, he's here to make sure that you have that very thing where you play golf. So he's going to be a very interesting guest too. So we really look forward to talking to those guys. It's still cold and wintry here in Washington, D.C., but we're still hot as blazing balls of fire, bringing you golf like we like it. So why don't you go ahead and get yourself a sandwich and a crunchy snack. We'll be right here waiting for you. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa, on a still snowy day in Washington, D.C. We don't seem to not be able to have that, but I'm trying to stay warm, trying to stay engaged in the whole game of golf, and so far it's working out okay. One of the things that I love about golf is that you create so many memories, you know, whether it's a good shot, a wonderful place, a beautiful place, a setting, something like that. There's so many memories that can be accumulated during the course of a round or course of a trip and something like that. But when you hit that special shot on a par three and, you know, God willing, you get a hole in one, it's so nice to have the memory of that. And nobody's really generally carrying a camera when you do that. That guy would be classified as annoying. But there is a new technology that makes those cameras and that memory available to you so that you can not only remember it yourself, but share it with friends. Joining me to talk about that new technology is the president and co-founder of Never Miss Your Shot Golf, Jason Higa. Jason, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you, my friend?
Michael, good to hear from you and good to talk with you. I'm doing great. How are things in D.C.?
As I said, they're rather cold, rather frigid, and I'll just leave it at that. But you know, the golf climate is better than ever. We got lots of top golf available, lots of things to do, and lots of great guys like you. After the PGA show, I met the guys at the PGA show and at the GBC, the Golf Business Conference at the National Golf Course Owners Association holds. I mean, so many people who are into the game and are thinking of new avenues for people to really get into the game and enjoy your game. Now, I did say the name of the company right, didn't I?
Yeah, Never Miss Your Shot Golf. And by the way, I did hear you first talk about DC weather. I just wanted to hear it one more time because we're out here in Phoenix and it's 80 degrees and it's beautiful. So when it's 125 degrees here in the summer, we don't get that availability, but we take advantage of it while we can.
Oh, nice. Headed your way soon. I'll tell you later. Tell you more later as that develops, but headed your way soon. So hold that weather pattern for me, would you please?
I'll do my
I
best.
appreciate it. And so I saw your technology recently at one of the shows, and I was kind of fascinated by it. Never miss your shot golf. Talk to me about what it is and how you came up with the idea.
Yeah, so we're a fun, innovative digital content company. And really, what we're trying to allow is an amateur golfer like you and I to have the feel of being on the pro tour. So we create a content, a keepsake video of your shot on a signature par three from start to finish. We have your name in the corner, the distance to the shot, original audio overlays, a voiceover, and really gives you that 2-minute keepsake video that you can send to your friends, download to your phone, and have that memory for all time. And we're really excited to be bringing it to the United States this year.
And this is a fantastic idea. And I know for a fact that other people have tried to do something like this and have gotten on that greasy pole and fallen, slipped off. It's not an easy thing to do. What advances in technology have you incorporated that make this product ready for this market at this time?
Yeah, so we have a great partnership with a company out of San Diego called HD Relay and Dotworks. They are absolutely fantastic. They supply cameras for broadcasts, the items that you see on the police areas, in parking lots, and they have thousands of cameras deployed all over the country, from golf courses to live streams at Pebble Beach and Bandon Dunes, to ski resorts. They're very well known in the industry, and we have a great relationship with them. Last week, when we were there, we got to see a preview of their newest concept called the Magic Box. And we're going to be the first company on the planet to utilize this technology. It's the same concept that you would see at a PGA event with the cameras all in a consolidated box, three cameras that are able to zoom in over a quarter mile long and really give you the feel of being on the pro tour. The advancement in the technologies has made it more possible. The second thing that we've done is we've allowed a simple electronic registration system for the golfer. So when you're at the golf course, you scan with a QR code, no app required to be downloaded. We all have too many apps these days. Five simple questions. We need a selfie of you so the editors can identify you and also to put you on YouTube when you hit that famous hole in one. And then we also have ambassadors on that signature par three. So they're there to ensure the pace of play, ensure that everyone is able to register quickly within 1 minute to 2 minutes at most. They make sure to tell people what's going on at the course that day, how are things hitting, and really just to make sure that everyone has a delightful experience. And then finally, and the most exciting is when you're done with the round, how do you get that delivery of that video? Well, you get it texted to you deliver you get it texted to you. No need to download anything on your phone from an app standpoint. You can take that video, put it on your phone, send it to your socials. It fits into all the major socials, and we can't wait for everyone to never miss your shot by having that keepsake forever.
That is, I mean, it sounds such, it's like such an appealing idea that you'd think that somebody else would have been able to do this before. I'm just wondering what has kept other people from being successful and that you have that you allows you to be successful. Why do you think you can do this? I guess is my question.
Well, we still aren't 100% sure that it's going to work everywhere. We're still, launching this year's summer golf season, and the reception has been wonderful. There are a couple of things that have held, and it's odd. Golf has been around hundreds of years, and camera technology the same, but for some reason, it's never really converged on an amateur side. And you've said so yourself. People will have camera phones out. They will have other opportunities to capture things, but the convergence of social media and golf and technology has really changed over the past several years. So now you see a lot of golf courses with speakers in the golf carts. They're embracing more fun, more activities, and it's really kind of becoming more of a fun effort than perhaps the previous regimes of golfers that just were more into the privacy of it and the being solid with nature itself.
Yeah, the secluded part of it. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. There's a different golfer that's out there. And I do show after show after show that's talking about the number of golfers that's out there, the number of new golfers that have come into the game, the highest numbers for years, and how golf is rocking and rolling and doing great. And I say, that's great, but what is going to keep these people in the game? And the answer is people like you who are coming up with ideas that continue to make the game fun, because that's what people are looking for now. They're not necessarily looking to shoot in the 70s or 80s or anything like that. They're looking to have 2.5 hours well spent. And if you can get a memory out of that you can share across the planet, well, so much the better. I think that's really the story of the product. Am I right about that, or is that wrong? Tell me.
No, you're spot on. And one other thing we like to do and love to encourage the golf courses to do is put our live streams in your bar and restaurant area, in your clubhouse. Showcase that hole 17 where your members go in the water two, three times out of the week and have some fun with that. Joke with your friends about the best shot or the worst shot. We also produce replays, blooper reels, best of, worst of. So if you're a course that has this, you can sit around at 6 p.m. at night and watch the replays of everyone coming through that day of. If we have events, we produce an entire clip of ongoing highlights, lowlights. The golf outing can use to replay during the dinner or during the awards and kind of have those memories going, and then use that in future events to help promote their outings.
I mean, it just sounds fantastic. By the way, you're listening to Jason Haga of Never Miss Your Shot Golf. You're on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, still your host. We have a lot of golf course owners and operators who listen to this show, and I'm very proud of that. And I know that they're asking now, this sounds like a great idea. Who pays? Is the golfer paying? Am I paying? What's the pay structure for something like this?
Yeah, so if you're a golfer, this is a complete opportunity for the golfer to determine what they want to do. So it's never a charge for the golf course. We actually are there as a service and representing them, so we never charge the golf course
Let me just get
the
you to
price.
repeat that, because I want all the golf course owners to hear that. You never charge the course for this service.
We never charge the golf course for the service, whether it's the technologies, the ambassadors, the software, any of it. We never charge the golf course. It is $0 to enroll.
Well, that's a plus. Continue, please.
Well, I think that's pretty much the cap. I'm not sure how I could do much better than that.
Well, I guess the other thing is who does pay? It's the individual golfer, of course, who's having. Yeah.
So we have two options for the three options for the golfer. So the golfer, if all they're really looking for is just to be live streamed on the YouTube channel and send the links to their friends, that's no charge. That's included in the service. So we're going to be streaming the entire time. So if you've got 1 million followers and you want to send that out, great. And then that golf course gets the overlays with their advertising, their QR codes, their website, whatever they want to put on there, we work with them. So there's publicity for the golf course and for the golfer. Now, if the golfer wants in on the Golden Ace Challenge, which is our hole-in-one prize-driven, skill-based opportunity for you to win cash, minimum $1,000 we start with. You want that opportunity, it costs you anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks. That will get you the live stream plus the opportunity to win the money on the prize. And then if you want the full service, it's anywhere from $30 to $50 for the golfer. And that includes the live stream, the hole-in-one challenge, and then your personalized video that's 2 minutes or less that you can help have influence on. who do you want as your overlay as the audio person? What kind of music do you want underneath it? You can help customize it with our editors in time when you're registering.
And
So
that
all of that is
accounts for the and
customized.
that all of that accounts for the spread in the price from 30 to 50, you said, something like that.
So location of the golf course, and then also how much add-on you want. So if you
Exactly.
want a specific person reading out a specific type of wording, and we don't have that particular voice, well, then we might have to do a little extra to make that happen.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, it sounds like an amazing deal and an amazing concept for courses to incorporate, again, for people to have fun on their golf courses. Are you installed any place yet, or are you still in the development or theoretical stage? Are you showing this to people? Where do you stand in terms of the business?
Yeah, so we've done several soft launches here in the Phoenix Metro, and a big shout out to Dobson Ranch in Mesa. They've been a great partner for us and allowing us out on their courses and doing all of our validation testing. We have several golf courses signed for the upcoming golf season in cold weather states. So love Fogbrook Resort and the Meadows Golf Club up in Maine. We've got Settlers Bay in Alaska.
Sure.
The links at River Bend in New York, and then several golf courses in Rhode Island that we're talking with right now. So a lot of interest. You guys are going to see these on our website when we announce the partnerships. It'll be all over our socials, and then we will have an official launch for each of those courses during the springtime. So our ambassadors will be there. I'll be there. We'll be celebrating the launch of these cameras and the technology at these various courses as we get into April and May.
Well, it sounds very exciting for a very young company to be this far advanced and roaming this far afield with this sort of thing. But you have a huge audience to talk to, a huge national audience, may I say, when you talk to about this sort of thing. You talk to golf courses about this. And I know you have some unique ways that you're planning to promote this with some very well-known names. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have signed a deal with Meadowlark Media. They're based out of Miami, and they are the parent company of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts, which is a massive following, sports talk radio, big golf following as well. We partnered with them to do a nationwide advertising campaign where we're going to be encouraging listeners and others to submit their favorite golf course to be part of the Never Miss Your Shot golf family. Every time somebody submits something, they'll get $5 off in our merch store. And then we're going to kind of give a top five list as we get closer to our crescendo the week of the Masters when we do a watch along with the Le Batard Show. We're going to show the top five list of golf courses that have been submitted by the listeners and fans and friends that want to see this all over the place. And we're going to crescendo by reading off that top five list during the watch along on April 7th. They're a great sports talk show, and I have a great memory of them. There's a memory of them talking about Mike Ryan being on a par three from 125 yards and hitting a driver and sticking it on the green. Now, that story has gotten more and more of just crazy each time I heard it on the show. But to see that and actually have it on a recording and to have that to never miss your shot and never be able to fib or lie about how great that shot was made me think of, wow, that would be a really, really funny concept. So we want to get them out there at some point and do another time, try and replicate that driver from 125 yards and see if we can't get that on video.
I mean, that is huge to be able to get someone like Dan Le Batard to be a part of the promotional process for the show. That's going to be something that helps you to leapfrog several generations of development. You're going to get real big, real fast. And for courses that are listening to this are now going, yeah, I'd like to maybe get in this in the early stages. Where can they go for more information about what you're doing?
Yeah, so they can go to nevermissyourshotgolf.com, or if that's too long, you can go to nmysg.golf. Either of those will get you to the same page. Right there on the page is submit your course, or if you're a golf course owner, there's a submit your golf course on the top screen for golf course owners. We'll reach out to you in a day or so, and we'll start talking about how we can get Never Miss Your Shot Golf to your course.
That sounds amazing. I wish I had a golf course so I could go ahead and contact you about that. I gotta ask you this one question though before you go. I know you'd like to have every course in America. Is there one course, one hole that you really, really would look forward to having that you'd want to see as a part of your network?
Well, selfishly being here in Phoenix, TBC Scottsdale Hole 16.
Bingo. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
And actually, I got to play there last year, the week after the tournament. It was raining. It was windy. And I can say with certainty, with witnesses, that I did put it on the green. I did not make the putt, but I did not have video evidence. And now it's just hearsay.
Gather round, my friend. Let us tell the story of Jason at 16th at Sawgrass. I know, well, you know, in one sense, you don't get to tell the story and you don't get to change it that way. But in the other sense, you have such a great memory that you can share around the block or around the world. So I think it's going to be a great success. Thank you for joining us and letting us get in on the ground floor. And when you have some more news to tell us about the whole thing, please, let's earmark a session for us, okay?
That sounds great. And in closing, I know that you guys love great music. So we've signed a deal with the Hourglass Cats. They're a Sonoran reggae rock and roll funk band from Phoenix. They produce music all over. They do original cuts for us. And check them out. They are a really, really fun band. And they really give the vibe of what we're looking for as a company. And same with Levitard Show. They're a great company, very ethical. And we try and reflect that as a company.
Beautiful, man. We're going to do all of that. Thank you so much again for joining us, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Michael. See you here in Phoenix.
You got it. That is Jason Hagel with Never Miss Your Shot Golf. Look, I love seeing, or the idea of seeing, something good that I have done. I mean, every once in a while, it's getting more and more rare. Every once in a while, I do something special on the golf course, and to have a memento of that, that's just a memento, like a cup or a disc or a belt or something like that, to have the actual video of that special thing being done, well, that's worth a lot. And I think that Jason's really onto something here, because it hits on, number one, the fun part of the game, which is more and more important, but it also hits on the ego part, which may be even more deeper in the human psyche. People want to remember the things that they did well. And the opportunity to do that and to share it with other people, as they say, that's priceless. So watch this space. I think you're going to be able to see that product on your course within a very, very short period of time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to Michael Williams, 19th hole. I just love to play golf, and I will play in almost any conditions. I don't like to play when it's too cold, but I do like to play in all conditions, because I think the game is an outdoor sport and it was meant to be played in all conditions. So I love to play. I like to play in the rain. I like to play when it's a little chilly. I like to play when there's some wind. It gives you a couple of other things to think about. But we also want to be careful of the weather, because that is one thing that can be an addition to the game, but it can also be a detractor for the game, especially if you get into something like lightning, which is nothing for any golfer or anybody to play around with, whether or not you play golf. Joining us now is somebody who I met at the recent PGA show, who's kind of just a fascinating guy in and of himself. And he's come up with a really useful and effective technique for golfers and golf courses to determine when that dangerous lightning is in the area. Please welcome Bob Dugan, the president and CEO of ThorGuard. Bob, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you today?
Also doing great. As I said before, I met you at the PGA show, and I thought I was going to be there for 2 minutes and end up being there for 20, because your story, your personal story, and the story of your product, ThorGuard, is so interesting. Let's start with you. What's your background, and how did you get connected to golf?
Well, when I was very young, I had polio in my left leg. So growing up, I was very competitive to try and prove to everybody in the world that, my problem wasn't a problem. So I did a lot of things. I skied, snow skied, raced, got into golf. And golf seemed to be, a sport that I really not only enjoyed, but I excelled in. So I played in high school, played in college. Then after college, I gave the PGA Tour one qualifier start and failed. But have always loved golf. After that failure, I applied myself to work and stopped playing for a while. Then I got back in amateur golf. And it's a good thing because I was running an amateur, national amateur championship in Indiana called the Northern Amateur, where I was first introduced to ThorGuard, the lightning prediction system.
And ThorGuard had existed for some time, obviously. You were introduced to it. Talk to me a little bit about ThorGuard, the product, how it was conceived, and what it currently does.
But ThorGuard was released to the market in about 1973, and it was an alternative to the slow and inaccurate lightning detection networks that were available. Those systems weren't very efficient. So at places like an airport, the ramp cannot be closed down for an hour if it only needs to be closed for 20 minutes. So ThorGuard being a prediction system and being able to really fine-tune the ability to provide warning for a smaller area so that people could work, get in safely, and then get back out to work. So the early years from 73 to about 85, 86 were used primarily by airports and explosive companies. So those are the markets that we really sold into.
That seems pretty useful. Airports and explosive companies, yeah, need to worry about lightning. That makes sense.
Then, through a strange trip to Costa Rica that changed my life, I was introduced to the individual who introduced me to ThorGuard. And at the first tournament I used it at in '88 at the Northern Amateur, it predicted a bolt out of the blue that came from a storm 50 miles away. Unfortunately, we weren't necessarily believing that there was going to be lightning since it was very clear outside. So instead of giving 11 more minutes warning, we held off a little bit and succumbed to Bob Humphreys, who was the inventor, his screaming that we needed to suspend play. We suspended play 9 minutes after we suspended play. Lightning hit six kids on the 18th
Oh my
fairway.
goodness.
Nobody got hurt, but that was my introduction to ThorGuard lightning prediction system after I told the inventor over and over again, you can't predict lightning. I don't want your system at my golf tournament.
And obviously he did. And thank goodness that this wasn't too serious. I didn't hear that there was any permanent damage or loss of life, but we are talking about some pretty somber numbers when we talk about lightning strikes in the US. Do you have any figures about that? How many people are hit by lightning on golf courses during a year?
Well, what's interesting is people overall, when you go back to the 50s, roughly till about 95-ish, 100 people a year were killed in the United States by lightning in all kinds of venues, and over 500 injured. And they believe that both of those numbers were underreported because, if somebody wasn't there to see somebody hit by lightning, they weren't always sure why they had died. We really entered the market hard in 94, getting the Tournament Players Club network of golf courses and Marriott Golf. And we started getting more golf courses, started working with the USGA doing the forecasting for their tournaments, which we've done since 95. And we started to build up quite a few numbers of customers. In around 2003, the numbers dropped to less than 50 a year. And by 19, by 2018 or 17, they dropped to under 30. And most of the years they've been under 20 ever since. So not only Thorgard, but of course we opened the market for all of our competitors. Nice of us. And they treat us terribly. But there are a lot of lightning warning systems out there now, and that has driven the numbers of lightning deaths down. But so too has the educational value, a lot of what we have done.
Sure, sure. Let me ask you this. Which courses are using, Thorgard right now?
Got there's quite a few.
Any names notable that you can ones? Mention? I know sometimes you have some restrictions on what you can say, but are there any notable ones that you can mention?
Let's say there's that famous one down around Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Noted.
the Atlanta Athletic Club, Doral. probably some of the most famous golf courses in Florida have us. We do have quite a few systems in the state of Florida. But really, you know, top rated golf courses all over the world, Braeburn up near Boston. A lot of the USGA clubs have us where there's an event. They usually put us in afterwards.
And is it a system that you can you rent it, or is it something that's more of a permanent installation? Can you use it for a single event or sort of lease a system or something like that? How does it work?
Well, the 360, which is our top of the line system, is really meant to be installed permanently. Mm-hmm. But obviously when we do the USGA events or the LIV events, which we started doing a few years ago, we actually bring a portable system with us, set it up for the event, then tear it down when we were done. We have a new system called the Nomad, which is very small, doesn't have the weather station. It won't do horns, but it does the URL and the app and archiving the storms. That can be put up quite easily in an hour, left for an event and then taken down and moved to another event. That's what that was designed for.
Okay. And when you have the system up, just to get down to brass tacks, how much warning can you give a course and the golfers on the course that a lightning strike is about to happen?
Well, a lot depends on the size of the course, what the course or the company or commercial property wants to do. We typically like to give 8 to 20 minutes advance warning before the first strike, which is typically more than enough time for people to seek shelter or get in. Some larger golf courses, for instance, like Medina, would push that range out further, would increase the sensitivity to give them maybe 12 to 25 minutes warning. Mm-hmm. The problem with increasing the time of the warning intervals is that you now increase the possibility of a storm being too far away to actually hit you. That's what all the detection systems do. They shut you down plenty early, but there's never a guarantee that that storm will hit you. So a lot of times you're shut down for hours for no reason. We don't like doing that. We like shutting you down before you actually get hit with the storm.
Right. And so that's what your key performance indicator is that you allow people to stay open longer so that they can maximize the time that the golfer can stay on the course. And you do that with some accuracy that's above and beyond what your competition does.
Yeah, plus at the back end of the storm, all of our competition requires the user to wait a half an hour after the last strike hits within their 8 or 10 mile range. There's no scientific basis that says that means anything. It's just waiting. And if there's a little tick, it may not even be a real strike. You're held up for another half an hour. So you're sitting there for in perfectly good, safe weather, and you're still shut down. We don't do that. When the energy has left the area that could bring a strike back, we provide the all clear.
Interesting.
Very efficient, both front and the back.
It sounds like a very efficient and very useful, very practical system for courses to use. And this is, of course, something that's very important to me as a former golf course operator. Golf course operators will be very interested in having something like this to make golfers feel safe. When they want to get more information about the system, what it does, and how to get it installed, where can they go for more information?
Well, they can go to Thorgard.com, or they can go to sales@Thorgard.com if they want to take another step.
Okay,
we have reps all around the world, so we've got people to cover them.
That's Thorgard.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Beautiful. Well, I think this has been a very educational segment for me, and a real eye-opener for those of us who don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But thank you for producing a system that saves a lot of money for a lot of golf courses, but saves a lot of lives, too, more importantly. Thank you so much for doing that. And when you have something new to report, please remember us and to come on this show and let us know all about it, okay?
I will, Michael, and I thank you for your time today. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely a pleasure. That was fascinating. To hear what we have going on there. That's Bob Dugan with Thorgard, I should say. I just want to say Thorgard. Thorgard, to say it that right. Bob Dugan and Thorgard. And many of you know, I've been involved with the operations of a golf course, and one of the most stressful times is when you have a weather activity in the area and trying to get people off, and when do you do it, and what if it doesn't hit, and all those sorts of things. And the more accuracy that you can bring to that type of system, that type of predictive system, the better you can serve your client base. So to all of you all who are involved in golf course operations, you may want to take a look at Thorgard. And all of you who go to golf courses, you may want to tell your people who operate that course to take a look at this, because ultimately, it's for your safety, your enjoyment. This is what this is all about. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th Hole. Well, folks, that's it, and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I want to thank our very special guest, Jason Haga from Never Miss Your Shot Golf. I think it's a fantastic new breakthrough. As I said before, people have tried it, but I think this is the guy that's going to make it stick. And, of course, Bob Dugan from Thorgard, just a completely valuable service that he provides in letting us know when that deadly lightning is going to strike. Some of the best names in golf use that. Some of those recognized courses, the most recognized events, are participants in that system. And I want to thank them for their work, and they're welcome to come back anytime to tell us some more of the good news that they have. You can get this show and all the shows that are in the 19th Hole Pantheon on Apple Podcasts. You can get it on Spotify and wherever great podcasts are found. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you being here for us. We'll be back next week with another great show. In the meantime, brave the weather if you're in the D.C. area. Otherwise, go put on some shorts and a short-sleeved shirt, grab a club, get a bucket of balls, and hit some of them. And when you do, do your very, very best to hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th Hole.